Finest fans, we are here with Kylie Buckley, newcomer to the women's basketball program. Kylie, how's it going so far?
It's going good.
How has the transition to campus been so far?
Actually amazing. Everyone has really welcomed me on this campus, so I'm loving it here.
So obviously during this time, campus isn't too busy, a little bit quieter, you know, just players on campus. It's a really good time to kind of get to know your teammates, kind of dive into the playbook, get to know the coaching staff, kind of put the foundation pieces in place to get ready for the season. So what are you kind of doing in workouts, weight room, et cetera, right now to prepare you for the upcoming season?
Oh, right now it's just like, so during the week we have workouts, but Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Friday, it's like small groups. And then Thursdays we do like a big, huge team practice to get to know like everyone and how like they are as a player.
Awesome. How has it been, you know, just the transition to a new team, meeting everybody, you know, outside of the court and outside of the weight room?
For me personally, like I am a nervous person. So like meeting new people, I'm kind of shy at first, but then once I actually like get out of my comfort zone, I actually show them like who I am.
Well, do you think this, the summer is actually benefits you, you know, being a little bit shyer, being a little bit more reserved, that it's not everybody on campus, but you really have that time that you can just kind of get to know your teammates and get to know them a little bit more?
Yeah, it gives me, yeah, what you said, like it gives me an opportunity to get to know like my coaches and the players.
Awesome. Now let's talk about like growing up a little bit, you know, how you kind of got started in basketball, just kind of your career and your trajectory to get to where you are now.
So when I was like in like third or fourth grade, I guess I started. And then as like years went on and I got into like, what's it, like little league basketball, mm-hmm. like my dad and like one of his friends who his daughter was on my team too. We started like a little like AAU team, like local one. And then it kind of just went up from there.
How big was your high school, like your graduating class?
It was small, so probably like 110, 105.
Okay. So do you think when you were going through the recruiting process, looking for a school, for a home that you're comfortable at, do you think coming to a smaller private school was that an advantage, or were you kind of open to any size school?
Well, I was open to like any size school, but being here, since it is like a small community and small campus, like it makes me feel more at home since I am from a small community.
Awesome. So you played for your dad for AAU. Did you play for him all the way up through AAU? Or did you change programs? Or
So I changed programs when I hit like eighth grade or freshman year. And I played for Western New York Lakers for 3 years. And then I went to Havoc until my junior year summer.
Okay. All right. Talk about, you know, what kind of drew you to St. Bonaventure. We talked about it was a smaller campus, but that wasn't necessarily the deciding factor for you. But what was it about St. Bonaventure that was different than the other places that you looked at?
So my last school was definitely far away, and I didn't like that since I am a family person. So this being only an hour 20 away really, like, helped. And the coaches were very welcoming. And one of, like, my former teammates, Aaliyah Parker, she's here too, so I kind of came in knowing someone at least. Mm-hmm. So that was really good.
So there's a little bit of a comfort factor.
Yeah.
You know, knowing at least one teammate, being a little bit closer to home. Yeah, that makes sense. What do you plan on majoring in?
I plan on majoring in criminology.
Okay, and your goal is obviously to play basketball as long as possible. But
yeah.
Have you thought about post-basketball, what you'd like to do with your degree yet, or not, not too much?
Well, after college, yeah, I want to play overseas, but after that, I would probably get into coaching or be like an investigator, police officer.
Okay. What, now that you and your teammates have been able to spend time together, because up until this point, it's just more talking about next season, you know, or the upcoming season. Now you're actually on the court in the weight room preparing for next season. Have you guys talked about goals and what you look to accomplish this year as a team and what you're excited about?
I have talked to a couple people. It's mostly like we all want to ring. Like mm-hmm. we all want to win, and we will do anything for each other to push each other to get to that end point.
And what kind of excites you most about this upcoming season?
We have a lot of talent on this team and a lot of veterans, and most of us are from New York. So we have definitely like either played against each other or played with each other. So we kind of have like a little connection there.
Yeah, kind of talk about that because you're right. We do have a very New York heavy, even Western New York heavy squad, you know, a little bit unusual sometimes at the college level. Talk about, you know, just who you've played against and, you know, kind of, you know, you haven't been teammates with them or maybe you didn't play on the same team, but you know of them because you played against them a lot.
So Mallory Heiss, me and her have been playing either against each other or with each other since probably freshman year of high school. KK, we have played against each other and we just recently, like, there's like this her runs in Rochester. We just recently like played with each other then. Aaliyah, obviously I've played with her.
Did you guys kind of talk about St. Bonaventure at all and how cool it would be to kind of play together since you guys have done it before or played against each other before?
We haven't really like talked about actually like being a team. It kind of all just happened.
Just happened that way. Well, that's great. But it's got to be comforting to know that you do have, like I said, people that you're already familiar with, teammates you're already familiar with, maybe familiar with their game a little bit.
Yeah.
So how would you describe your game? What do you think that you do well and, you know, kind of you excel at on the floor?
I'm a small forward, so I do have like a lot of movement and I do have a lot of like post moves that I can do. Mm-hmm. But one thing is like I can shoot it. Mm-hmm. So that's another like, I still do have to work on like threes, but I still do have that too.
We like shooters. But what about who do you kind of say that you model your game after? Who do you kind of look up to?
I have looked up to Breonna Stewart like my whole life. She played at UConn, mm-hmm. and now she's obviously in the WNBA, but yeah.
Now, talking about, it was kind of your goal, it sounds like, all along to get to the Division I level, to play at this level. What advice would you give any young girls who are looking, that it's also their goal to get to this level?
I would tell them to work hard and to never give up on a dream and to never lose confidence in themselves.
Awesome. Well, we're happy to have you. We're looking forward to seeing you on the court this upcoming season.
Thank you.
All right, go Bonnies.